And now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, only on 1360 WCHL.
This is Sharon Hill, president of Sharon Hill International. Welcome to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. I'm talking today with the State Farm agent, Pam Herndon. We'll be talking about the over 100 insurance and financial products and services that Pam offers. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, Sharon.
Thank you for being here. Pam, when people think of State Farm, they usually think of car and home insurance. Why don't you tell us about some of the over 100 insurance and financial products and services that you offer?
I'd love to. I'm pretty passionate about the way State Farm has moved into being that financial advisor for Middle America. Mm-hmm. So we actually will address not only your liability risk associated with driving a car or owning a home, we now get into umbrellas, personal liability umbrellas. We just want to make sure that one bad lawsuit doesn't mm-hmm. upset everything you've ever worked for. Mm-hmm. And then we also help you with those investments that you're working for. I'm an investment advisor. We have mutual funds through State Farm. Mm-hmm. Barclays Global used to be our money manager. They got bought out by Blackstone, and Blackstone's the largest money manager in the world, and they actually manage the money for our clients. We've had some really good returns. Of course, you know, I can't predict the future or guarantee returns. Right. I can only tell you what we've done in the past, and we've done very well for our clients.
Yes.
We also do health insurance, and that's a hot topic these days. It's ever evolving. And a lot of my time I spend educating my clients on health insurance mm-hmm. and what our company can do for them. We do that with Assurant Health. Mm-hmm. We offer a Medicare supplement. We offer a prescription Part D through Humana for our seniors, which again is about educating. Mm-hmm. And that's mostly what I do with my clients is I uncover needs, find solutions to help them manage their risk of everyday life and realize their dreams with the products and services that we offer.
Pam, being involved in so many products and services, I noticed that you have a lot of letters behind your name. I'm assuming some of those letters mean certification or approvals in what you've just described. Please tell our audience what letters you have behind your name and what they mean.
Okay. When I started with State Farm 20 years ago, I was an educator. I was a teacher and a principal and love to learn. I'm a lifelong learner. So. Mm-hmm. This industry is ever-changing, and I knew what I needed to do was set myself apart. So the LUTCF was the first designation that I achieved, and that's a Life Underwriter Training Council Fellow. Mm-hmm. That means I can help with your life insurance and disability and health insurance. Uh-huh. Then I became a CLU, which is a Chartered Life Underwriter, which is a more advanced life insurance underwriter. Mm-hmm. So I can help with estate planning. I can help with retirement planning, that kind of thing. And then the final designation that I received was a CHFC, which is a chartered financial consultant. Can consult, help you with, again, your needs, just yes. being able to talk with you and interview you and see what's important to you and then helping you achieve those goals.
I got it. That's a lot. Congratulations on all those letters. It's very important, I can imagine.
Yeah, it really does. In this environment that I operate in, we're a very academic type environment.
Right.
So people want to know that I know what I'm talking about.
You got it.
And I want to know that I know what I'm talking about. And so, like I said, it's ever changing. So I'm just always learning.
Right. Well, Pam, tell us how big your office is and how big your team is, because this sounds like a lot having all those products and services to offer.
Thanks. We're pretty excited about our new location. In July, my husband and I were able to purchase an office behind the Chamber of Commerce there at 104 South Estes. Uh-huh. We're behind the chamber where there are businesses. Of course, we don't have a sign at the road, but you can come around the back of the building and you'll see my logo in the window. Mm-hmm. So we went from 1,000 square feet to 2,400.
Whoa.
So all of my licensed team members have their own office. So therefore, you know, there's a lot of privacy because now insurance, we have to know your birthday, we have to know your social to even give you an auto insurance quote.
Whoa.
We're at a different time in this industry where we've got to know who you are and we run underwriting scores based on your confidential information, so we can't be in an open room asking you these questions. But we love it. We'd love for people to stop by and see us. And
yes.
It's very professional, very bright. Lots of Carolina blue in there.
Carolina, go Heels.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Pam, let's talk about the world of insurance right now, just in terms of what is your frustration or struggle in letting people know why they have to have the protection, the products, the services you offer? Because I imagine, especially our young population thinks, I'm healthy, I'm young, I'll live forever. What do I need this stuff for? How do you let people know how important this is, what you do?
Well, with our clients, we're in touch every 2 years to just review their coverages and find out where they are in life and making sure that what they currently have still meets their needs. The greatest frustration I have is when people think that what they bought 10 years ago or 20 years ago still fits their needs today. Mm-hmm. And times have changed. You know, used to $100,000 worth of liability on your automobile sounded like a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Well, with litigation and personal injury, if your net worth is over $100,000, that's not a lot of money. You need to be properly protected with your liability limits. And that's where we start. Mm-hmm. Then we start talking about, you know, okay, your liability limits are X, but you were killed in that automobile accident. Now what about your family? And then being able to have that candid conversation with my clients is very important. Mm-hmm. Some really appreciate, others get a little uncomfortable, but that's my job, yes, is to let people know that, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But when you have life insurance, I tell folks, you don't need life insurance unless you love somebody or owe somebody. So let me be the one to deliver that last love letter.
Yes.
Is it going to be nothing, or is it going to be a statement to your loved ones that, wow, they really loved me because even when they were alive, they provided, but when they're no longer here, they're providing for me as well.
See, that's the sign of love.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, what do you do, Pam, with those clients who just, you mentioned some are uncomfortable. What if some are so uncomfortable they don't want to hear it, they don't want to review, something happens? How do you deal with that?
Well, used to, when I didn't have a system of offering that every 2 years, you know, I had lots of sleepless nights because I would beat myself up going, why didn't I have this conversation? Mm-hmm. So we run our office with lots of systems. Mm-hmm. And one of the systems is, if your last name is A through M, starts with A through M, you get called on the even years. So last year you got called in 2010. This year it's N through Z. Mm-hmm. So we're calling you for that review, and then it's up to you. And we note it in their file. It was offered and it was declined. And then when that person has that horrible accident or even that little fender bender and they didn't have the collision coverage that they thought they had, or they didn't have rental car coverage. I mean, those are tiny little things that people get upset about. Mm-hmm. But I've done my job making sure that we at least reached out to our clients to say, it's time. It's time to look it over. And I always tell folks, whether you come with State Farm or not, I would welcome the opportunity to look at your coverages because I am an educator. And most folks that take me up on that, they end up coming with State Farm.
Good.
Because we have very competitive rates. Mm-hmm. But they really like that we take the time to tell them what they're paying for. Mm-hmm. Insurance is not a commodity. Insurance is tailored to fit your needs, and just because your neighbor pays X amount, they might not have the net worth that you have. Mm-hmm. They might not have the assets that we need to be protecting that you have. And so many times I get those phone calls, my neighbor doesn't pay as much as I do. Well, maybe because your neighbor didn't have that ticket that you had on your insurance.
Good one.
So it's lots of variables that affect rates, and right, I welcome the opportunity to educate people about why right, their rate is what it is.
You've given us some examples of what separates you from the pack. When I introduce you here, I'm saying the State Farm agent, the agent. What else can you say that differentiates you? Something to make our audience say, my gosh, I've got to call Pam Herndon.
Well, again, like I said, I don't have a sign on my office, but people know me as the State Farm agent because we are highly visible in this community. Mm-hmm. We network a lot. We have Wednesday Leads Group. We have Carolina Club Leads Group. I'm in East Chapel Hill Rotary. We're active in our church. Just lots of involvement because my husband and I believe that too much is given, much is expected, and we like to give back.
And we're going to talk more about that when we come back. This is Sharon Hill. You're listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. We're going to take a short break. I'm here today with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent. We'll be right back.
You're You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
This is Sharon Hill, and we're back talking with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent. Pam, I understand that there's a State Farm Bank. Tell me about that, please.
Well, I'm so happy you ask, because people don't think of us as, they just think of us as insurance. And again, as I stated earlier, you know, we do investments, we do health insurance, but we have a State Farm Bank. State Farm Bank, very financially strong. We did not receive any TARP money. And with our bank, we have deposit items as well as we do mortgages. We do home equity lines of credit. We can finance your car. Very, very competitive rates. Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to be a State Farm insurance client to be able to get a mortgage or car finance with our bank. But you do have to go through a bank certified agent, which everyone in my office is certified. I'm the mortgage loan originator. I'm the only one that can do that. But everyone can do car finance. We have credit cards. We have CDs. We have deposit items.
So let me understand this, Pam. If I want to buy a new house, I can go to you, to your office, and go through all the process of getting that new house without having to go to another separate big bank or anything like that?
That's correct.
Wow. The whole process through your office.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, you mentioned your team. Tell us more about your team. They sound pretty dynamic and powerful.
They are. I am so proud of our team. My the one that's been with me the longest is my son, Colby Herndon. He's fully licensed in auto, home, property and casualty insurance, as well as life and health insurance. Uh-huh. And he truly has a passion for the business, does a great job. He's our front man, where he will greet you when you walk through that office and talks a lot about Carolina basketball and football with all our clients. So he loves it. He's doing a very good job.
Yeah.
His dad and I are very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Ashley Harrison Manuel just joined our team in November.
Mm-hmm.
She's also fully licensed. She aspires to be a State Farm agent, and we hope that will happen.
Yes.
We're going through the process now, because what I like to do is bring folks in, mentor, develop, and help them become State Farm agents themselves. In my 20 years with State Farm, I'm probably launched close to 20 agents, and that's my legacy. So
yes.
Ashley's my newest protege.
Uh-huh.
Also, I just hired Stephanie Staten. Stephanie is a UNC grad.
Mm-hmm.
She came to us in November, and she is our front desk person.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one that, with a smile, will accept your premium payment. She will set you an appointment for a review. She will help you understand your monthly pay plan,
mm-hmm.
as well as any changes. She's the person that I call my operations manager. She keeps us all straight.
Got it. Well, gosh, Pam, 20 years with State Farm. That's a long time, huh?
It is, but it's flown. Just celebrated in February of 2011 was my 20th anniversary with State Farm.
Mm-hmm.
Started as an agent,
mm-hmm.
and then went into leadership. I don't like that word, management, but went into leadership for 8.5 years, which took me to the Greensboro area and then to the Philadelphia area.
Right.
And in February of 2004, I was blessed to come back into agency and get my Chapel Hill agency, really due to family reasons. I needed to get home and be close to my parents.
Yes.
So it's been a blessing to be here. So again, celebrate February 2011, my 20 year as well as my 7 year anniversary in Chapel Hill.
Oh my goodness. And we're going to talk about Chapel Hill a lot, because I know this is where your heart is in
mm-hmm.
terms of Carolina Blue. But if I'm not mistaken, haven't you received some national honors or some special recognition from that I heard the Chapel Hill Leeds Group? Am I right on that?
Yes. Several years I have qualified for, it's called the Chairman's Circle with
mm-hmm.
State Farm,
mm-hmm.
and it's the top 3% of the agents in the company.
Mm.
There are 17,500 agents, so it's truly an honor to achieve that,
mm-hmm.
and that's due to the referrals that I get from my existing clients, from realtors, just people that in my networking groups that refer me business, and then being able to multi-line my clients
mm-hmm.
based on their needs.
Got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You sound like you're just a cream of the crop in terms of insurance agents and other services and products throughout this industry.
Well, you're kind to say that, but I think that's my job. I call it professional malpractice when you don't do those things with your clients, because, again, insurance is an expensive part of your budget, and
yes.
you need to... If you need it, you need it. If you don't need it, I'm not going to advise you to take it.
that should give us trust and confidence. And when we talk to you, we're known to somebody who's got our safety, our protection at heart.
Absolutely.
Right, not trying to rip off our money just so you can take it and run.
Absolutely. The client is our focus.
Right. I understand your motto is, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. How does that apply to marketing, Pam? How are you a good neighbor as it relates to marketing your company?
Wow, Sharon, that was really good. Barry Manilow, who invented that jingle, would be very impressed.
I did not know that.
Absolutely. marketing, for me, is about being highly visible in the community. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the things we do is to also give back. I was an educator in my previous life, mm-hmm. teacher, principal. So what I like to do is support the schools. Mm-hmm. So we have done all the pocket cards for all the athletics at Chapel Hill High School, starting with the football season. We've done basketball, lacrosse, and baseball. So we love doing that. I've done football for East Chapel Hill, and whoever's out there listening, please contact me. We'd love to do all the athletic cards for both of the high schools, as well as Carrboro, because that gets it's a service I can provide for the schools, and it gets my name and face in all those homes.
Fantastic. What else do you do in terms of the community, Pam? Because I know you're very involved.
Well, my husband and I volunteer the first and third Tuesday nights at the Family House, the State Employees Credit Union Family House. Mm-hmm. We help. There's three couples. We get together and we cook for between 30 and 50 people twice a month. And that's a very rewarding experience. Mm-hmm. You've had a bad day and you go there and you have not had a bad day.
Yes.
Because your day was spent in beautiful Chapel Hill, not in the hospital, you know, there with a loved one.
Right.
So that's been very rewarding. We've enjoyed doing that. We've been doing that for about a year and a half now.
Yes.
And East Chapel Hill Rotary is my passion.
Mm-hmm.
I love the East Chapel Hill Rotary group. We meet every Friday at the Sheraton. We're the lunch group. We're the rebels of Rotary. We don't do anything by the book, but what a great group of men and women.
Yes.
We are all about giving back, do lots of things for kids. We put together bicycles that we give away at Christmas time. Our annual fundraiser, whatever that may be, we raise money for the teacher supply store.
Yes.
We've given every teacher in the Carrboro Chapel Hill school system a $100 voucher in cooperation with Staples. Staples gives us a $10,000 grant every year so far. Mm-hmm. We hope that will continue, where the teacher can go and purchase things to be used in their classroom, because we know with the budget cuts, you know, they do have to, out of their own pocket, provide some things. So we do that for them.
Pam, let me ask, do all teachers know about this?
Yes. We go through the schools and the Education Foundation really does support us on that. So, yes, all the teachers have received a $100 voucher.
Beautiful.
The other thing that we do is international. We travel Honduras once a year in January and usually take lots of dentists, lots of assistants, and lots of worker bees, like my husband and myself, where we just have gone and have seen close to, you know, 1,200 kids each visit where we do dental.
Pam, I want to hear more about that, and I think the audience should hear more about that. So let's hold that thought. And when we come back, I want you to tell us how often you go to Honduras and what it does to your heart when you're down there, because we've heard you talk about it, and I confess it brings tears to my eyes, the beauty of what you're doing and how you're helping these people. And I really want to spend some time on this so the audience can understand what you're doing and the value that you're bringing to Honduras, to those children. I'm Sharon Hill. You're listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
This is Sharon Hill, and we're back talking with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent, on Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. Pam, in our last segment, you started talking about your work with in Honduras with the Rotary Club. Was it the East? Tell me the name again.
East Chapel Hill Rotary.
East Chapel Hill Rotary. Mm-hmm. For the years I've known you, I've known when you've come back from that I don't call it a voyage, from that trip, and it just touches my heart to hear the way you describe what you're doing down there. You started telling us, please continue telling us about Honduras and the work you do there.
Sure. East Chapel Hill Rotary started going about 8 years ago, and over the time that my husband and I have been, we have seen such improvement in, first of all, the dental care of those children. We've also built a school there funded by East Chapel Hill Rotary and by individuals in our group. The school is beautiful. It's given that little village of Medina hope. It's their community center. It's their education center. And it's so rewarding to see the progress that's made and the appreciation that those people have for all the work that we do.
I wish there were more people on this earth giving as much as you're giving, because with all you do with State Farm, to take the time. How long are you in Honduras when you go down there?
We go for 4 days.
4 days. Mm-hmm. When you say we, who all goes with you?
Well, the mostly are members of East Chapel Hill Rotary that are dentists. Mm-hmm. And then they, out of their own pocket, pay to bring their assistants down.
Yes.
My sister, who's a dental assistant down in Cape Carteret, North Carolina.
Yes.
Her dentist goes. So he's not even in our Rotary. So he goes. There's a Rotarian up in Oxford that goes. The word's gotten out and just people are signing up, and it's just a great place to go and give back, because we are very blessed.
Yes, I believe that. Thank you so much for what you do, Pam. Let's talk about some of the other things you're involved in. Tell me about the Board of Realtors.
A member of the Board of Realtors. Yes. I love my realtors. They are awesome. They refer me business because they know that the quality of service that we give their clients is going to make sure that house closes, that mm-hmm. the insurance isn't going to stop that. Mm-hmm. But the other things that we do, Wayne is my husband. He does the fix a home for the Board of Realtors, which, you know, he volunteers to do that. And mm-hmm. it's the realtors are always giving back as well. Mm-hmm. It's a great group to be a member of, but mostly they do a great job keeping me busy.
Does the Board of Realtors also tie in with the bank at State Farm?
Have not really done mortgages with my realtors because I love the mortgage brokers in this town, too, mm-hmm. because they refer me business as well. Mm-hmm. Most of my mortgages are refinancing my existing clients.
I understand. Thank you for clearing
that. If they have
that
mortgage with a big bank and they keep selling it and selling it and selling it, they get tired of that. So we don't sell our mortgages. You get it with State Farm Bank, you keep it with State Farm Bank.
So the ideal client for the bank is someone who wants to refinance their home as opposed to a first-time home buyer, although you can do it with a first-time home
Correct.
Buyer.
Correct. I can do first-time home buyers, but most of my mortgages have been my existing clients refinance.
Now, I know you're also very much involved with the Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce, Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. Tell us what you do with the chamber.
I'm a board member this year. I've been a member since I came to town in 2007. Mm-hmm. And last year in 2010, they asked me to be a member of the board, which has been a real growth experience for me, because I've been able to meet some folks on the board that are like with the bigger organizations in our area. Mm-hmm. So it's been a nice chance for me to meet folks that I wouldn't normally get to see mm-hmm. when I'm in my office all day long.
Gotcha.
And the chamber does great things for small business as well as big business. They have really helped contribute to my success because mm-hmm. of the exposure mm-hmm. that I get at networking events, educational events, because they're doing First Friday educational events, which really teaches us about what's going on in our community and the changes. Mm-hmm. So I've enjoyed being a part of the chamber, and my business has enjoyed being a part of that chamber.
Everyone loves that chamber.
We're very lucky to have such a strong chamber, and I think that's unusual from what I hear from surrounding towns, that our chamber is different. They're mm-hmm. very involved and do care about business in
yes.
our area.
Yes. Well, Pam, before I go into your hobbies and passions, why don't you tell folks how they can contact you, please?
Great. First of all, you can always call me. My phone number is 919-240-0155.
Would you say that one more time?
Sure. 919-240-0155. Mm-hmm. My office, we're open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 till 6:30. Friday from 8:30 till 5. Mm-hmm. Saturday from 9 to 12. Mm-hmm. However, I have a 24-hour after hour service mm-hmm. that will schedule appointments. They'll take a claim, give me a message. So call that number, 919-240-0155, anytime, and you can speak with me or make an appointment to speak with me. web basis. My website is www.pamherndon.net. Mm-hmm. Very interactive website. You can see all educational stuff on there, mm-hmm. products and services that we offer, mm-hmm. lots of calculators if you want to do some work on your own to figure out your retirement or mm-hmm. your life insurance needs. Mm-hmm. Of course, once you've done that research, always schedule a time for me to give you that opinion mm-hmm. of whether or not we need to move further on that. Mm-hmm. Facebook, Pam Herndon, State Farm Agent. Mm-hmm. Love Facebook fans, so come be a fan of mine.
Would you spell Pam Herndon just in case someone doesn't know how to spell it?
Sure. Pam, P-A-M, Herndon, H-E-R-N-D-O-N.
Very good. Give her a call, folks. She's the best. All right. Let's go into, first of all, I talked about your hobbies and your passions, but before I do that, let's talk about your love of Chapel Hill. Tell us what brought you to Chapel Hill. Tell us about your family. Where were you born? Give us some more words about Pam Herndon, please.
Well, I'm a Durham girl. Oh. I was born and raised in Durham, North Carolina, went to Southern High School, and then went to Meredith for my undergraduate degree, mm-hmm. and then my husband, Wayne Herndon, of 37 years, in September of 2010, swept me off my feet and took me to Vegas. He was in the Air Force. We lived out there for 4 years. Had our first child, was not going to raise my child in Vegas, so we moved to Eastern North Carolina. He got a job at the base, and I was teaching school at Camp Lejeune.
Oh.
So I became a principal at Swansboro Middle School, and State Farm had been trying to get me to be a State Farm agent, and I was like, I don't even like insurance agents. Why would I want to be one? And then had the opportunity to really look at it and said, you know, I think I will do that. I think it'll add some quality to our lives. Mm-hmm. By that time, I had my daughter, Meredith, and my son, Colby, mm-hmm. and became a State Farm agent in Moorhead City. Was there for 4.5 years. Uh-huh. State Farm saw something in me that they thought they needed in leadership, so that's when I went into leadership. Mm-hmm. Ended up in Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia, Westchester,
yes.
Pennsylvania. And the reason why we live there is because it looks like Chapel Hill.
Oh, there we are.
Yep. And I was there for 6 years, yeah. and my mother was ill with cancer. And my mother's doing great because I moved back in February of 2004.
Yes.
And it's great. She's at Emerald Isle. My dad's at Emerald Isle. And we're only 3.5 hours away, which is awesome. So we get down to see them a lot. They're healthy. They're excited about the summer coming because we love to spend time with them on the water.
I'm glad to hear about your mom. I did not know.
That's, yep. She's a breast cancer survivor.
Wonderful.
7 years.
7 years. Yes. Congratulations to her.
Yes.
You're very blessed.
Yes,
that is
we
good
are.
News.
Yes, we are.
Gosh, speaking about the ocean, what's this I hear about offshore fishing?
Yep. My husband and I love to fish. Uh-huh. We have an offshore fishing boat, a Carolina Classic.
Uh-huh.
And we used to fish a lot of tournaments when we were younger. A lot of pressure, a lot of energy. And we decided a couple of years ago, we're just going to fish for fun.
Yeah.
So we fish for fun. We also have a group here in Chapel Hill that we go down to Cabo San Lucas once a year for a week and do a lot of fishing and bring back fish. So we love fresh fish. We love to eat fish. I'm a vegetarian other than I do eat fish.
What got you started with the fishing? What do you like about it? Why is it a passion for you?
I'm so competitive. I like to win. And so we started fishing tournaments because I like to win.
Yes.
And I actually won the Atlantic Beach Ladies King Mackerel Tournament back in 2005. I caught a 40-pound king mackerel right by myself. My husband was bored to death because all he could do was drive the boat. And it got into my blood. I just love sport fishing. But we do eat what we catch.
Good.
Other than if it's a catch and release.
Right. Yeah. What a passion. This is amazing. You're so well-rounded.
We love to fish.
Oh, my goodness. And what did I hear about a motorcycle?
Yep. People are like, you're an insurance agent. How can you ride a motorcycle? Well, I've got lots of insurance. I've got long-term care. I've got disability. I've got life insurance. And I love to ride a bike.
Yes.
It's I have a 2003 Harley-Davidson, 100th anniversary. It's my baby. And I love to ride because it's the only time that it's just me and my surroundings.
Yes.
I can't think about what's going on with my kids. I can't think about the business.
Yes.
I can't worry about what I'm cooking for supper. It's about me and what's going on around me. And I get to smell the smells and see the beautiful country that we live in.
What a wonderful release. I want to see pictures of you on your Harley, Pam Herndon. This is Sharon Hill, and you're listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. We're going to take another short break. Again, I'm here today with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. Once again, here is Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. This is Sharon Hill. You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. And we're back talking with Pam Herndon, the Chapel Hill State Farm agent. Pam, a 40-pound mackerel. I'm still very impressed with your fishing story, which is actually a true fish story.
I promise.
I believe you. We were talking some bit about your family. You mentioned how Kobe, your son, works with you at your location. But tell us about your daughter, Meredith, and your wonderful husband, Wayne.
Great, because I do love to talk about my family. Meredith is our firstborn. She's an environmental scientist, and she works in South Carolina, does a lot of traveling. So we get to keep our grand dog a lot. She has a little 8-pound Yorkie, Hattie. Mm-hmm. So she's the joy of our life right mm-hmm. now. My kids aren't married, mm-hmm. so we don't have grandchildren, so we have grand dogs.
Dog, I understand.
But love having her. But Meredith, we're very proud of her and what mm-hmm. she's doing to mm-hmm. make this world a better place. Mm-hmm. And she's very, very passionate about that. And because of that, I'm going through the Green Plus program with the Chamber. And as an insurance agent, it's, you know, it's a very paper-intensive business because of compliance and regulations. But she's really helping me get through that process and maybe be the only Green Plus insurance agent in town very soon.
It sounds like she gets it naturally from her mom and her dad for giving back, and that was part of her life.
We're proud of both of our children. They do understand that they are very blessed and
yes.
that they need to give back as well, and they do that very open-heartedly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my wonderful husband of 37 years at this point, he and I have lots of common interests. He is Herndon Construction. He's a contractor, and I'm very proud of his business.
Mm-hmm.
And during this recession, a lot of contractors have not done as well as he has. He hasn't had any days off except one, him and his crew, due to rain, and it was because everything they had was outside versus inside.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, we know how blessed we are
yes.
to have two successful businesses
mm-hmm.
in Chapel Hill
mm-hmm.
During this recession.
Got
so,
it.
But he does a great quality job, has kept two crews employed mm-hmm. for since we've been in town.
That's fantastic. You know, as busy as you are, Pam, where do you go for vacation? Is it always fishing, or are there any other spots you go around the world to take a week's vacation or a 2 weeks vacation? Do you have time to do that?
We do. Our philosophy is we work hard and we play hard.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to take a couple of vacations each year, even if it's a long weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to go somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
Although last year we took our teams snow skiing, because we enjoy that too, up to Snowshoe, West Virginia, and that
mm-hmm.
was fun. They are still talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But with the cold winter that of 2011 that we've had, it's been kind of fun to think about going somewhere warm.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We like to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, going to the beach at my parents' home, we enjoy being there with them because it's right on the water. And even if it's too cold to go in the water, just mm-hmm. looking at the water is
it's
vacation.
Vacation. So peaceful. My
Absolutely.
Goodness. Thank God for North Carolina. You've got the mountains. You've got the ocean. You've got everything right here. You've got Chapel Hill.
Absolutely.
I assume you're a Tar Heels fan.
Go Heels.
Just making sure.
Go Heels.
You.
Absolutely.
Pam, let's get back to your business. When I first met you, it was at the Chapel Hill Leeds Group, I think. Tell us what the Chapel Hill Leeds Group means to you.
Well, I give them a lot of credit for my success because that was one of the first organizations I joined when I came to town in 2004.
Mm-hmm.
We meet every Wednesday morning mm-hmm. and, you know, sometimes it's 80 to 90 different businesses in one big room.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all about growing our businesses by doing business with people that we know and trust.
Right.
So that's, you know, I call myself a concierge when it comes to my clients who move into town and they need landscaping or they need, you know, their nails done or, you know, they need to learn how to speak correctly, Ms. Hill.
Hey.
Always given referrals because I know and trust the people that I've met through the Leads Group, and I know they'll take care of my clients.
Excellent. The Chapel Hill Leads Group is the patriarch, I suppose, of all the spinoffs for the Leads Groups in the Triangle area.
That's right.
And were you there from the, not from the beginning, but you've been there a long time.
7 years.
7 years. Awesome. Back to your business again. You mentioned earlier to me a pyramid of needs. Would you tell our audience what the pyramid of needs is in terms of State Farm, what you do?
Well, the pyramid of needs is how I plan with my clients, and we just make sure you have a solid foundation to protect all your dreams and goals, meaning home ownership, retirement, leaving a legacy, because one bad accident can take all that away. So mm-hmm. we address that foundation mm-hmm. for liability, to make sure your property's covered, to make sure your life insurance, disability, that you do have an emergency savings plan. Mm-hmm. And then we also look at it, if you're a business owner, we look at succession planning, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So doing business with State Farm, it's a very strong brand. We have all the tools that help people plan, mm-hmm. and it's a brand you can trust mm-hmm. because we're the largest property and casualty insurer in the country.
In the country.
Mm-hmm. We're a Midwestern company mm-hmm. that has very conservative goals and dreams.
Pam, tell us more about what State Farm as a global organization or the U.S. organization has to offer that folks need to know.
We are based in the United States and Canada.
Ah.
And the brand is definitely something people identify with. And the thing I'm most proud of is our business model. We are a company that you can trust. Mm-hmm. Our ethics is above board. Mm-hmm. I'm so highly regulated, and compliance is always addressed. Mm-hmm. People want to do business with people they trust mm-hmm. as well as companies that they know are going to be there when they need them. Mm-hmm. So when you have that automobile accident or when you pass away, you just want to make sure that that company has the strength that to deliver the promise that mm-hmm. they made you when they offered their solution, meaning a policy, mm-hmm. an insurance policy. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure that our clients and the community knows that Pam Herndon is the girl that they can talk to,
yes.
The lady, the woman, all of the above, the biker chick,
the biker chick, the
all of the
chick.
Above. Yes. But when it comes to professionalism, very professional, very knowledgeable, and I've got the backing of State Farm.
There
so that gives me a lot of confidence in working with my clients.
Does State Farm give you suggested marketing techniques? Because I see your picture on the Town and Country, Town and Country Trader.
Southern Neighbor.
I see Southern Neighbor. What's Marcia Corpruz, the Town Planner.
Chapel Hill Magazine.
Yes. You're everywhere. Is that your idea in terms of where to market, or does the home office say, here's what we suggest you get your face out so everybody knows who you are? How's that happen for you?
No, State Farm gives us approved advertising, but we have the capability of locally knowing what works in our community. And in the time that I've been in this community, I have put my face in so many things, and those publications that you just mentioned mm-hmm. have really proven to be the ones that have worked for me mm-hmm. and my business. Mm-hmm. Because of the type of business that I have, I want people to see me, but just seeing an ad in the paper is not going to prompt them to pick up the phone. So I do a lot of direct mail. Mm-hmm. We receive internet leads. That's one of the biggest places we do get our business now. People go out and research, and then they want to find State Farm agent in Chapel Hill, and, mm-hmm. and they come to me, mm-hmm. Mostly because of my designation. So mm-hmm. just try to put it all out there. Now, I am very cognizant of my return on investment, mm-hmm. so that's what I track. I mm-hmm. track how I get my leads.
Mm-hmm.
And those things have really proven to be successful for me.
Well, that's good to know. So the listeners can also know how they can get in touch with you in terms of being online and all the other things you mentioned. I appreciate it when you said your hours, which I'm going to ask you to repeat in a minute, because that means if someone has an auto accident at 3 a.m., if you're their agent, they know there's a number they can call on that little red and white card, and somebody will answer the phone?
That's absolutely correct. 24/7.
That means so much. then what happens? They take all the information down, your agent take all the information down, and then follows through as normal procedures to go check out the car and get the check out, and there we are. How fast do you pride yourself on being able to pay? Do people have to wait a long time to get their payment for the accidents or anything?
Well, it depends on how fast the folks get us all the details we need. Ah. So many times it's the consumer is lacking, you know, who the person that hit them was. You know, so when I write the car insurance, I give my clients what's called an accident report. I tell them, put it in their glove compartment. I hope they never have to pull it out.
Right.
But if they do get into an accident, while they're looking for their registration and their insurance card, pull that out too, because that's what I need.
Yes.
And then that helps the claim go much more efficiently and quicker. We do pride ourselves, and we've won J.D. Powers awards because of our claim service.
Ah.
And I think that's one of the reasons why we are number one in the nation, property and casualty insurer.
So this is State Farm as a nation has won that J.D. Powers award.
Yes.
I see. In addition to all the honors you've received, that's a global award.
Correct.
It's amazing. Tell me what you personally like. I think you've said it, but let the audience know, especially listeners who may have called in late, come in late, what it means to you to be a State Farm agent.
Well, I love working with people and helping them manage the risk of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams.
Mm-hmm.
That is so rewarding to my staff as well as with me.
Mm-hmm.
One of the gratifying things I hear just about on a daily basis is, wow, I never knew that's what those numbers mean on my insurance policy. That is very gratifying to us as a team because that tells us we're doing our job to educate our clients, which helps with keeping clients too, you know, in our business. They don't just shop a rate because it's not about just writing a check. They really do understand why they bought that insurance policy.
Yes.
And as those needs change, they do find value in meeting with me to review that.
See? And because of your compassion, I can imagine when, God forbid, if there is a death or whatever, when you have to turn over the check, to know it's someone like you who is a compassionate person, who understands what this means to everybody in life, this is going to happen. Just to know they have to go through a bunch of hassles with their insurance company. They have a Pam Herndon who can make sure everything is done right with you and your team to make sure you're there for them.
Exactly. And we get thank you notes. We get, you know, emails. And that's what makes coming to work fun, you know, to be there for our clients.
Mm-hmm. And congratulations on your new location. Would you remind our audience of how to contact you and where you're located, please?
Absolutely. I am located at 104 South Estes, Suite 105, which is behind the Chapel Hill Carver Chamber of Commerce. You just first driveway past Caribou, take a right, come around to the back of the building, and we're on the Pizza Hut side. Would love for you to stop in, see our new location. We're very proud of it. And or you can call me.
Yes.
919-240-0155. That's 919-240-0155. And always visit me on my Facebook page, Pam Herndon, State Farm Agent. I'd love to have you as a fan.
Pam, you are a joy, and we thank so much. Thank you so much for coming in to talk to us today. You've been listening to Sharon Hill, 1360 WCHL, and we've been talking to the, notice I say the, Chapel Hill State Farm agent, Pam Herndon. Pam, thank you again.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
You've been listening to Today's Business on WCHL with Sharon Hill. Today's Business, an exclusive presentation of 1360 WCHL. Join us again next time for Today's Business. Weather updates throughout the day and emergency information whenever you need it. This is News Talk 1360 WCHL.